Have you been looking for Android Auto to come to the new Harley-Davidson Touring models? Well, it's almost here. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and Harley-Davidson news. And this is kind of Harley-Davidson news. I did a video a while back about Android Auto coming because people were reporting on Facebook that they were seeing it in their new models after the last update, but it didn't work right. Well, I have with me today a 2026 CVO Street Glide ST that I have been loaned by Harley-Davidson to do an extended demo on. So I have this for a few weeks. And when I got it, guess what icon was in the dash? When I go to the menu system, we had the Android Auto icon. So we're going to show you what it looks like. This is pre-production. I've already looked at it and it's not complete. So understand, it's not working right. They're working with Google, is my understanding. I got an unofficial statement from Harley-Davidson that they are working with Google to make this happen, but they're not there yet. So let's see what we do have. All right, we're going to turn the bike on in accessory mode by holding the accessory button down. As you can see, the display is coming up. Doing it this way reduces drain on the battery. So anytime you're doing something like this and you're not actually going to be starting the bike, it's best to do it in accessory mode. Now I have the display in tour mode to give us as much display as possible, because when I was playing with it, having it in cruise mode had the other gauges overlaid over the top of the mapping and stuff, and we don't want that. So you can see that little icon right there, that's the Android Auto icon. And how we're going to get there is we're going to go to Device Manager. We're going to go down here and say Add a New Device. It's going to search, and here's our phone, and up here I will select that phone. Now here it wants me to pair. We'll hit pair. We hit accept up here. Pairing successful. Now down here on the phone we got to hit allow. Now, it says pre-production hardware, not for resell. The first time I brought this up, I tested it before I recorded it because I didn't want to be fumbling around like an idiot. We did have media over here with the song that could be playing. Somehow I lost that and I can't get it back. But we have the Google Maps up.
I think it was on my phone.
Oh, he thought he had it turned up on the phone here. So, yeah, I'm not sure how we get that back at this point. The problem we're having, so I'll show you first. You can pinch to zoom. You can slide around. It does respond to touch on the screen, but I can't get over here and touch the settings or any of these menu items. And when I use the hand controls, it zooms in and out, but I can't get to the menu stuff to move around. I'm not moving around in the menu still. It looks like it is, but it's really not. There was something happened. Oh, I got it to move finally. I don't know if I had to press it 10 times or what, but there's the back arrow that gets us back here. But when I get to this menu, when I do those arrows to the side, I just zoom in and out. I can't get it off of the search over to those other buttons. And if I press enter, it takes me back to here. And we tried, before anybody asked, we tried the other buttons, and as you can see, they're not doing anything either for the volume control, but they're not moving the focus around to the different controls. We are able to get his music through it though, because that was his music coming on there. So it does pull the music, has the maps, but they're not functional. And when I say they're not functional, I mean they're not, you can't control things like you should be able to. This display is actually long and not as tall as it ought to be compared to CarPlay. In CarPlay, it comes, when you're in CarPlay, it comes up here like the top of the gauge. So it looks like Android Auto is coming, and they're working on it, And if you want to know what it looked like in a video, now we do know. But we also know what's not working is the functionality for the controls, being able to have, you know, maybe multiple windows up. We had that when I first started it. You see how this is dark on this side versus this side? That's got to do with what display mode I choose. So if I go in here and go to the settings and I go to display and I choose layout and I choose a different layout than tour, like sport, and then I go back and try and start Android Auto, we have that view. Now we'll show you what the tour view looked like, because that's what I started with. Getting back to here and display, layout. Cruise is the first one I did. And when we do this in Cruise, it looks like that. And when we go back to tour where I was, the reason that was grayed out is because I had disabled all the little trip meter stuff and things like that. But you can see that in the current functionality, it overlays over the top of that. Start Android Auto again. And if I hit the trip button over here, that's where we get our ride info. And all that stuff is like overlaying over the top of the map. What's in CarPlay mode, the CarPlay mode actually sits between those two pieces in the display with CarPlay. So that's what I'm sure they're trying to get worked out with Android, is the display ratio and things like that, and the button controls working and stuff. Hopefully that happens for all you Android guys. All right, well, I got you guys. I just want to say a big thanks to Harley-Davidson, you know, for letting me have this 2026 CVO Street Glide ST to do an extended demo on. I've already done a walk-around video. I just released a video where we took this bike to Northwest Arkansas and across Southern Missouri and rode over 1,000 miles, 90% of it twisty two-lane road. Some rode some of the twistiest, hardest to ride, you know, technically-wise roads that I could find, and we rode some of them pretty hard, and I put this bike through the paces. So if you want to know my raw feelings, watch that video. That was just recording at each stop, kind of how things were going, how I felt the bike as I spent time with it and put some miles on it. I'm going to be doing an extended video talking about it with the more refined thoughts and about the bike and what it's suited for and who the customer is and, you know, if this is the right bike for you or not, that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in that stuff, you're interested in the CVO Street Glide ST, make sure you check out some of those videos. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, we'd really appreciate that. Of course, as always, you know, if you like this video, give it a big thumbs up. That really helps the channel grow. As always, y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.